bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAO.
And it is a very short version of the computer corner, but we still got a few minutes left, so we want to cover a few other items. Those of you that have not downloaded Service Pack 2 yet, we have a warning for you, do we not, Michael?
Yes, we do.
What would that warning be?
Don't download it.
Okay. Thank you so much. How about thanks for the opinion there?
Yeah. Give me a minute to find that one.
Number 47.
Okay, yeah. We can do that.
Thank you for your uninformed opinion.
If you download it, you want to. There's a configurator out there that lets you see if your machine is compatible with the download and what items need to be updated if you do intend to download this service pack. And these are things that you want to look into because you may be getting into something that you don't want to get into.
Well, really, what I was referring to was the warning Microsoft sent out last week saying, make absolutely sure you clean out as much spyware and adware from your machine before you install Service Pack 2. Because we know anybody that has internet access has spyware and adware on their machine right now. Yeah, you right there in the double wide trailer.
But my computer's only a day old.
Yeah. Hey, within 20 minutes of connecting a brand new computer to the internet, if it's not totally patched, it can be attacked by one of the Sasser worms or one of the other worms that just basically jumps across the internet. So, if you're on the internet, you have this stuff in your machine. We've been telling you for a long time, there's free programs to find this stuff and get rid of it. If you don't know where to go, go to our website, datadoctors.com. Look for the big, humongous yellow patch ribbon.
It's the seal of approval.
Yeah, on the top left, just below our logo, top left side.
Even if you were visually impaired, you would see this thing.
Yes. It's very large. Click on that, and you'll see all of our recommended software, including the whole spyware, adware, how do I fight this thing. Download those programs, AdAware, SpyBot, update them, run them, and do that regularly.
This reminds me of Uncle Ken and Brandon's advice that, you know, if you had a problem with your computer, don't think that the service pack is going to fix it.
Oh, no.
Well, the most important thing is, before you may have had spyware, but your system will still operate. Now, it won't operate if you do the SP2 and you have spyware. It'll bring your system to its knees.
There have been a lot of reports of people downloading and installing the service pack, and they basically ended up having to completely reinstall Windows because of spyware conflicting with the update.
Yeah, actually the column I wrote about that that's still posted at computerproblems.com actually shows the percentage of people that had no problems, minor problems, major problems, and major life-ending problems. The percentage.
Life-ending?
Yeah.
Scary. It was pretty.
Service Pack 2 has actually caused death? Wow.
From the computer standpoint, absolutely.
Don't forget, also, there's a recall on Lexmark printers, which includes Dell, the Lexmark people themselves, and IBM, I believe it is, or what?
What part of it?
They're all printers that are manufactured by Lexmark, but they're sold under IBM.
Oh, I see.
Dell and Lexmark.
And what's the recall surrounding? What's the problem?
It's some kind of electrical shock hazard.
Oh, nice.
Nothing important.
They haven't actually had
a Lexmark printer in my house, and I have two infants running around. That sounds real fun.
It's not bad enough they shock me with the price of the replacement cartridges. Now they're going to literally shock me because
they haven't had any incidents, but apparently the engineer are saying that it is a possibility, so they're recalling.
I see.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow. I love this litigious society we're in. 600 cans of soda, you're going to die.
Well, at least they're being proactive about it.
Correct. Right? Yes. There is, I guess, that approach. Let's see if we can help Vince before we go off the air here, shall we?
We can.
Vince, thanks for holding. How may we be of assistance?
Okay. I'm running XP Home Edition.
Okay.
And I like to save, I'm saving some data. Two of floppies, since I have trouble with the
that's
DDR,
like
W and the rewritable.
You're
thing.
Saving to a floppy because it's so spacious.
Well,
no, because it's yo old school.
That's what I was going to say. I'm old school.
It's old school.
All right.
So it's a very small amount of data.
Right.
Okay.
So what I did was that I created some folders on the floppy, and I'm saving them as I go when I get enough in, you know, at least 20 items or whatever, and then I save them into each folder. Well, what happens is that it starts, when I save it, it starts reading it, and then it all of a sudden they'll say, this disk is not formatted.
Nice.
And
of course it is, right?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
It was.
Well, I don't know what happened. I actually, I even went in and formatted it to make sure.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I get this thing again.
Yeah, when's the last time this worked, the drive worked all the time?
Oh, I don't know, about 100 years ago.
Back in the old school days, dog.
Floppy drives do, I mean, they're very mechanical.
Uh-huh.
They do tend to go bad if you use them a lot. Actually, they tend to go bad even if you never use them.
You might first try before you say, hey, my floppy drive is dead. You might try some new disks. Go buy a couple, not too many of them, because you wouldn't want to have 1,000 of them sitting around, but just buy a 10-pack and see if that doesn't change the problem.
Well, now, that's what I've been using. I've been using some brand new disks.
Yeah, so I'm sure.
It might be the floppy because my hard drive died a little while ago.
Dude, it sounds like maybe computers aren't for you. You say your CD drive's not working either?
No, my CD drive works. I just had my hard drive replaced.
Oh, I got you.
It's a laptop, and you know how much those are.
Oh yeah, okay.
Money.
It could be going. I've had it for 3 years now.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Vince. Thank you. Good luck with that. And by the way, there are they're kind of expensive, but you can get external USB floppy drives now for
go to a zip drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're gonna do that, I mean, if you're doing it for backup. Do something else.
Something else. All right. Well, thanks for everybody that called in and helped and participated. Hopefully, if you want to get online with us, datadoctors.com is the address. And, of course, while you're there, you can subscribe to our weekly newsletter that everybody keeps cheering about. So,
if you missed the show, you can catch the archive there shortly. And that's all.
We do not have a show next week, so we'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye, everybody.
Advance Auto Parts.
Every time your traffic signal turns green, let that remind you where to go for the best deal in auto parts. Advance Auto Parts has ready-to-go low prices on all the best brands going every day. So stop wasting money and bring it on. You've got the green light for ready-to-go low prices. We're ready in Advance.
For the best parts, people and brass, we're ready in Advance.
Yeah, bring it on.
Make the switch to PetSmart during our Try Something New sale. You'll discover more than 6,000 pet products that you can't find at grocery or discount stores. Plus, great savings on the brands you use every day, like 44-pound bags of Pedigree dog food for just $14.99. And our lowest price of the year on Purina Cat Chow, just $7.49 for the 18-pound bag. Save up to $5 on exclusive Aquacene Aquarium Starter Kits. Make the switch and shop at PetSmart during the Try Something New sale. Going on now for a limited time. While supplies last, see store for details.
Hi, this is Jackie. I'm here with Bernie Wall, GSM at Sunset Ford, who's giving Valley residents yet another reason to buy from Sunset Ford.
That's right, Jackie. Sunset Ford is introducing Tires for Life with any new Ford purchase.
So you're saying that if a customer comes in and purchases their new Ford from you at Sunset Ford, they'll never...